Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning here on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The 128th running of the Boston Marathon is tomorrow. Weekend events leading up to the big race resume this morning. Yesterday, thousands of people ran the Boston Athletic Association 5K. WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be reporting tomorrow from Hopkinton to Boylston Street. Right now, he's in the studio for our annual pre-marathon chat. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
This is sort of the kickoff to spring in Boston. How would you describe the mood in the city?
Well, you know, I love this time of year, Sharon. Marathon weekend's my favorite time of the year. I love the way it feels on marathon weekend, especially if the weather is good. And so far it's cooperating and the forecast looks pretty good for tomorrow. You just feel this sense of happy anticipation if you're down around the finish line, especially. That's where I met Kristen Cottenor. She's from Bedford, New Hampshire. She's running Boston for the first time.
It's a very unifying moment. The camaraderie and the connections that are made between runners and non-runners, spectators, everything comes together on marathon day.
Sharon, there are 30,000 runners registered for the Boston Marathon. That number fluctuates a little bit depending on who shows up. We'll see what the final number is after tomorrow.
What's new in the Boston Marathon this year?
Well, one of the new things is a new corporate sponsor. Bank of America replaces John Hancock after more than 30 years as the corporate sponsor of the race. It was John Hancock really that stepped in the mid-80s and kind of saved the marathon when the race started offering prize money, which came from John Hancock, and that attracted the best runners from around the world. With Bank of America now on board, the checks will be higher in one of the races, at least, for the winners of the wheelchair races this year. They'll receive $40,000 for first place. That's up from $25,000. And just for some context, the men's and women's winners receive $150,000 each.
Alex, in the elite runners competition tomorrow, what would you say the men's field looks like?
Well, I'll be looking at Kenyan Evans Chebet first. He'll be trying to win the men's race for the third straight year. Only four other men have done the three-peat in the marathon's history here in Boston. But also keep your eye on Gabriel Gay of Tanzania, because he was right with Chebet toward the end of the race last year, and he ended up second.
So I said I come here for the third time Boston Marathon, and I try to do my best. I hope I can do it.
And Sharon, he would be the first runner from Tanzania to win the Boston Marathon if he wins tomorrow.
Alex, you'll be riding on the press truck in front of the lead women. And honestly, one of my favorite moments spectating the marathon every year is finding you on that truck and snapping a picture as you're completely focused on the race.
I love that too.
So what are you anticipating in the women's race?
Well, at first, all eyes on another Kenyan who won here last year. Helen Obiri is relatively new to the marathon. In fact, she was a last-minute entry into the race last year and ended up winning. After that win, she went on to win New York, the marathon there, last November. But there are more than a dozen other women who are faster than Obiri in the marathon, but she's shown she's very tough in these big championship races like Boston and New York.
Are there any American women we should be watching?
There are, definitely. Last year, we all watched Emma Bates mix it up with the lead group of women until very late in the race. She wound up as the top American in the marathon last year. She finished fifth, and she's really fired up to be back.
I never knew that I could feel such support and encouragement by an entire city in that kind of way before. So that was really special to me, just to know that so many people were cheering my name, and a lot of people didn't know who I was, but they were just excited to see somebody up there pushing the pace.
And Sharon, I know a lot of fans will be cheering for another American in the race, the 2018 winner Des Linden. She's running her 11th Boston Marathon, and she knows her career is winding down.
Now, the wheelchair race, one man has dominated the marathon in recent years, and love this. His nickname is the Silver Bullet.
That's Marcel Hug, Sharon, of Switzerland. He wears a silver helmet. He's won this race six times. He could make it seven tomorrow. But also watch out for American Daniel Romanchuk. He could be or will be a factor. Also, Sharon, there's going to be a new women's wheelchair champion. Last year's winner, Susanna Scaroni, has an injury. She pulled out. Watch out for the 2023 runner-up, Madison DiRosario of Australia.
Alex, This is the 25th marathon that you've covered. So first, here's some imaginary silver cufflinks for you.
Thank you very much.
And meanwhile, how would you, in your own pithy way, sum up the experience so far?
Well, I love the marathon. One of the reasons why I wanted to come to Boston for the job here at WBUR was because I wanted to be close to the Boston Marathon, because I knew people where I lived in Illinois who ran the Boston Marathon, and I just loved it. I love the marathon as an event, and Boston is just a special race.
Our Boston Marathon reporter, Alex Ashlock. Alex, thanks.
You're welcome, Sharon.
And WBUR will have Boston Marathon reports all day tomorrow starting at 5 a.m.